The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also get on the Twitch channel and watch us there. Miss the first hour, a little college football talk mostly, and some Rockets and how they got hosed and are trying to change the past. A couple people asking for hockey plays tonight. I mean, there's two games. It depends on if you can get the right number. Unfortunately, Vegas has caught on because I'm seeing 6.5 overs now for the first time in forever.
Uh-oh.
So if you can get Ottawa-Edmonton at 6 or Colorado-Toronto at 6, I would take the over. But right now they're both 6.5, so I would just but otherwise, so I'm sitting out tonight, basically, because Vegas has caught on to my numbers. So now I'm going to wait for it starts.
Tricky bastards.
Yeah, and it starts reverting a little bit here where teams start playing better defense. But that Toronto game, it's second of a back-to-back. They're starting their goalie in back-to-back games, and he gave up 5 last night. So and Colorado can score, so that game's going to be, you know. I know a half goal doesn't sound like a lot, but in the grand scheme of betting, it can mean everything.
I gave out a North Carolina Central plus 23 today. It's my free play. I think it's down to 22.5 now. So, you know, at your own risk. When you're playing 23-point dogs, 22.5 doesn't seem like much of a loss. But
yeah.
And just to, before you push that button, just know that North Carolina Central sucks. they're not good. This is just kind of one of those hopes that Georgia does what they've been doing and turns the ball over a lot. And Anthony Edwards doesn't score 100 points. And if that happens, then we're probably pretty good.
Okay.
There you go. I lost my, I gave one out last night, and I think I'm like, I don't know, something like 23-4 or 24-5.
Killing it with those.
On the picks I've given out on Twitter.
The free picks, yeah.
Yesterday, I mean, Vermont couldn't have played worse in the first half. They were down by like 20-something points. They were plus 7. They came all the way back, and they were within the number for a minute, but then fouls at the end. They end up losing by 9. So they fought valiantly to get back, but 'twas not to be. So hopefully we get back on track, North Carolina Central tonight.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Hey, let's get UTEP James on.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hello, James. Before you start, I don't think UTEP has the resume to get in.
No, I was
picks up though.
I was listening to the strength of schedule, and those UTSA and Rice wins came over UTEP. Yeah. No, I was listening earlier. I heard Lamont say he doesn't like the playoff system, but I was thinking about that. I was like, man, could you imagine if we had BCS this year and a team like Clemson defending national champions? They probably would have got left off, you know, based on, because there's only been 2 teams instead of 4. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. Had they not expanded,
and that's happened before. You've had unbeaten teams get left out.
Now, you never had an unbeaten defending champion. That would be tough. But yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, the system's not perfect, but it's better than it's been.
It's not perfect, and in most years, you're not going to have 5 teams that are worthy of getting in. This year, I think you've got 3, and so that's what the argument. And if Georgia wins, then they certainly deserve the 4th spot. Jay Garcia, I know college football playoff is a talk right now, but what's the odds Garrett is coaching the Cowboys next year? I'm going to say 10%. I don't really think he's I'm guessing he needs a deep playoff run, and I don't see that happening because they're going to wind up, especially with their record, they're going to wind up hosting a damn good team in the first round of the playoffs. So, Kenny, with Helton staying at USC, what are the odds Peterson goes to Florida State? First off, I'm stunned that USC is hanging on to Helton for another year. The finish that he had did it. But
they're going to have to totally change out these coordinators.
Yeah. I mean, he just hired a coordinator. So,
yeah.
But I think Peterson, that whole thing is weird. Maybe he's tired, doesn't want to coach anymore. He's made enough money. Maybe they kind of forced him out. If they did, his name will pop up for some jobs, yep. and it should. And I think he'd be a good fit at USC, but they want to keep Clay Helton.
I think maybe Chris Peterson's going to end up staying at Washington at least for a year. And then, like, doing some sort of behind-the-scenes...
Well, that's what he's supposed to be doing.
...admin role or something like that. But I think he'll get that itch, and he'll be back.
I think so. And he won't have a hard time getting a job, that's for sure. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I have a kind of a weird question for you. Larry Brown Sports did 5 NFL players who've played their way into the franchise tag. I bet you number one on this list will come as a surprise to you. So basically he's going over 5 players who could get the franchise tag in the offseason. Shaq Barrett of Tampa, who's had a pretty good year. Justin Simmons of the Broncos. Brandon Scherff of the Redskins. Amari Cooper of the Cowboys.
I was going to say, Amari Cooper, he's the first name I thought of.
Yeah, to me, he's number one on the list, right? You know who he has number one on the list? Ryan Tannehill.
I don't think he can do it. I'd let him go, and I'd offer him some nice money. But if you lose him, you lose him. Okay. Figure out something else.
Yeah.
Don't pay that guy that kind of
money. Well, let him finish, too. Let's see how the season finishes.
Yeah.
So...
He started 6 games. I mean, I get it. And it's probably been the best 6 games of his life.
Yeah.
But and stop paying guys crazy money for short stretches
for one
of success.
Like that, yeah.
Nick Foles is over there waving. Hi. Remember that time I won the Super Bowl and you gave me a big giant bag of money?
Boy, and they.
Sorry about that.
And the Jags are kind of stuck with him.
Yeah, they are.
And it was seeing today that. If it comes down to it, they'll probably get rid of Marone instead of Foles and give him a chance to come back next year. But Jay Garcia says, so what would like to add the computer back in and take some of the human element from the rankings? They're supposed to take all that into consideration. Strength of schedule and computer rankings and Vegas rankings and things like that. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I got my Houston Texans transactions, and I was just curious in case it was something important. No, they signed some guy to the practice squad.
Yeah.
Apparently, Arkansas met with Mike Leach. What do you think of that?
I think it's good. It'd be good for Arkansas. I mean, but it's just such a crap job.
It is, but... I think he can win there. He's already proven he can win at places that are kind of off the beaten path. Lubbock and Pullman.
Yeah.
And he'll have better resources there. He's the kind of guy that can get lesser talent, and his system plays well enough to win football games. I think he'd be a good hire for them.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never going to win a national championship, but he'll turn them into a consistent bowl team. So, now, the question is how interested he is. I know Tennessee interviewed him last year before they went with Jeremy Pruitt, which if I'm Tennessee, I'm guessing Mike Leach is the kind of guy who's a bad interview.
Yeah.
Just because he's so weird. I'm sure he comes off wrong with all the, you know, with all the big wigs when they go to interview a guy. I'd just say, well, here, look, here's my record. Here's what I can do. Pay me a bunch of money.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And... You know, whoever your rival is, you're not going to beat because you can't beat Washington. But, yeah, I think he could get better players at Arkansas, certainly, than he can at Washington State. It's just he's also going to be in a much tougher conference. But I'd like to see that.
I mean, it would be interesting for us around here, certainly. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't know. And the thing with Mike Leach is he's always got a ceiling. I mean, Mike Leach is never going to make you a national champion.
No.
But he can take raggedy-ass teams and make them look competitive. And I think when you look at Texas Tech and what they were before him and what they are now, what they've been since him. Sorry, Cliff. But what they've been since him,
yeah,
it's just not that good. I think Washington State's the same thing. He basically gave them a football team.
And I think he would do the same thing at Arkansas. I think they, you know, he'd get them to 7 wins, maybe 8 one year, and that'd be pretty damn good in that division. Now, will they be happy with that long term? Probably not. But they can't be happy with what they're getting out of Chad Morris. That's for sure. Hey, in your mind, is the Heisman already decided?
Yes.
I think so, too. But reading the story, and they're trying to make a case that Justin Fields I'd actually listen to a case for.
I don't think Justin Fields is the best player on his team.
No, that's the thing. He may not be the best offensive player. He got a pretty good running back, too.
Yeah.
And
I said this the other day, and people got mad, but I really do believe this. Like, when you watch the games, Chase Young is the best player in college football. He is a wrecking machine. But I can't give you the Heisman. You missed, what, he missed 2 games? And he's a defensive player. I mean, it's got to be, things have to go so perfectly for a defensive player to win the Heisman. And really, I think not only does that have to go perfectly, but there has to not really be a great candidate. And Joe Burrow deserves the Heisman.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Joe Burrow's he's the guy who should get that trophy.
Couple things. Just tuning in, why isn't Clemson getting enough respect? I mean,
because of their schedule.
It's not that they aren't getting respect. It's just the other two teams have been more impressive in terms of who they played. They should be top three. I don't know what else to say about that. And then apparently the Art Briles to Lamar rumors are continuing, which don't do it. Don't do it.
We're warning you.
Yeah, we, you know, don't want to have to, man. Okay, maybe you'll win. Good luck.
Well, I mean, what are you going to win? At what level are you really going to win? Well, and that's when you ask yourself, is it really worth it?
It's a trap.
Well, you could make them good enough to win that conference.
Okay.
Isn't that your goal?
I guess.
I mean, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it either. I'm not selling my soul for that.
Well, apparently, some people's souls are a little easier to deal.
Well, guys, if you, as you know, it's been getting a little chilly at night here, and if you've got old leaky aluminum windows, money is flying out your window. Yeah, money flying out your window. Actually, it's not money. It's actually your heat. But it might as well be money because you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills now with some new windows. Allstate Siding and Windows, get their winter special. First, you're going to save money getting it. 30% off all windows. And then when you think about that, 40% off your electric bills, these windows are going to pay for themselves in no time. They also do $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts. They've got senior discounts. They've got first responder discounts. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
Oh no, tell the ref to blow the whistle, that's the trap. Forgot it talking, we about to ask you what we about. You got a son, you play with me, you son of.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things from the Twitch chat. With Wheeler gone, what are the odds the Astros are in on Mad Bum? I don't see them signing anyone high profile. I think they're probably going to do a reclamation type of thing. And it doesn't seem like they want to spend money. And you know, that I don't really blame them, but I'd be surprised if I wouldn't be shocked if they made a trade, like some kind of deal for Chris Archer, and then tried to fix him.
You saw the Angels traded for Dylan Bundy today, who his surface numbers are kind of crappy, and I guess part of that's playing in Baltimore. But he's one of those guys who has, like, he was like 95th percentile in spin rate and stuff like that, stuff that the Astros could really turn into something. But Angels clearly making moves.
Yeah. Well, they've already said they'll hire Garrett Coles Ward.
Yeah,
Martin Maldonado.
I'm with you. I don't see the Astros making a big splash move this offseason. I think they're gonna try to go cheap.
And I think where Cole winds up could, if Cole winds up in New York, I don't think the Astros are in the same class with the Yankees next year.
Yeah,
I don't see much they could do to get there. But I don't know what the guy wants, but I'm sure it's either going to be in Anaheim or New York. Eric says, I couldn't sleep last night and stayed up watching Rounders. What are the odds they make a Rounders 2? There's been a lot of talk about that.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything concrete yet, but I'd love to see it. I mean, although it's kind of like everything else. That movie was damn near perfect, and don't mess with it. Yeah, it's like, to me, you ruined the Terminator by making Terminator 2. Even though it was a good movie, you basically just crapped all over the premise. So, I don't think Rounders 2 is really where I want to go. But what are the odds Jason Garrett has an NFL coaching job next year? I'm going to go with the 10% that I said on him coaching the Cowboys. So, and then I don't know why, whenever you bring up Art Briles, you're going to have defenders. Is Art Briles really that bad of a person to never coach again? Are there not plenty of other programs that have moral issues? Penn State?
Yeah. Like, once you like find a guy who's like hosting a culture like that, and you weed him out, just weed him out.
Why do it? To me, and yes, this is why I don't think he should ever coach on a college campus. Again, he damn sure shouldn't be coaching a high school. But there's a reason that a parking ticket is not the same crime as murder. And to me, what he oversaw at that program, you should never be allowed to coach kids again. You should never be allowed to be around kids again. And that's my opinion, and I will stick by that until the day I die, because that's what I believe. Just like I think if you're a murderer, you should get fried. If you get a parking ticket, that's okay.
I mean, his lack of honest remorse, what makes you think he's not going to make his next program the exact same way and let the exact same thing go on?
Well, that's the thing. He denied and denied and denied. And then once it's out there, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, yeah, you don't want to talk about it. But I don't feel bad for the guy. No. So no, I'm all for, hey, you want to recover? You still want to coach football? Cool. Go be an OC in the XFL. Like, just don't be around young people. Don't be around kids that basically you've got control over their lives. And that's what it is. In a college football setting, that coach has so much say over a player. And so much, and can really take care of so much for them, and can have oversight where he deems it necessary. It's just not worth the risk to me.
Well, and I guarantee if Lamar hires him, the 409 will over there, they'll all be defending him.
Oh,
of course. All the people who we see over there. And you know what? The reality is that's your own choice to make. If you want to go buy tickets and support that guy, that's your choice. I would choose not to, just like I chose not to spend any money on UH gear or UH football when they hired his son.
And that's your alma mater.
Yeah, that's a place that I've dumped a lot of money into. So, that's my opinion. That's how I see it, and that's how I'm going to stick to it. And then, Robert, the Terminator 2 is literally the best sequel ever made. You crazy.
Oh, hell. The Godfather 2 says hi.
Yeah, Godfather 2 pisses all over you with that. I'm not saying it wasn't a great movie. It ruined the entire first movie, though. Based on plot, based on the whole... And I've gotten into the time travel thing before. But when you set rules for time travel, and then you break them in the next movie, then your first movie doesn't make any sense.
But you can also argue that as a standalone movie, Terminator 2 is better than Terminator.
Yeah, you could make that argument. And somebody said, was saying, say, well, it's not a good example. No, it's a perfect example because Rounders was a great movie. So if you make a great movie, it may not, you know, I still don't know if I'd want to see it. But
I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure, you know, people were like, they're going to do Godfather 2. That's blasphemous. And then it ended up being incredible.
Yeah, Godfather 2. I think Road Warrior would have a little conversation with you about that.
How about it? Maybe you've heard of something called The Empire Strikes Back.
And my personal favorite, The Dark Knight, might have something to say about that. Actor won Best Supporting Actor for that.
Ooh, speaking of, guess what I've got a list of?
What?
The American Film Institute honorees have been announced. A lot of the times this is like a precursor into the Oscars, but they do their top 10 movies and top 10 television shows of the year. First, I want to know how many of these you've seen and what your thoughts are on them.
Okay.
Because some of these, so the first one is 1917, which I have not seen.
I have not seen that either.
It's like it's a war movie.
You know what? I think I started to watch that this weekend and then something came up and I didn't get to get into it.
Okay. See, maybe you're thinking of something different. I don't think this one's been released yet. I think I
watched something from 1917 the other day. Oh, you know what? I know what it was. Something else. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be released. It's got like a worldwide release on like Christmas Day or something like that.
I think I've seen the trailer.
The Farewell. I haven't even heard of it.
No.
Apparently, it's a movie about a family returns to China under the guise of a fake wedding to say goodbye to their beloved matriarch, the only person that doesn't know she only has a few weeks to live.
Okay, that sounds horrible.
Sounds like it's probably not my cup of tea, but hey, The Irishman.
Okay,
so which we've talked about here, I still haven't seen. But The Irishman has gotten great reviews. Jojo Rabbit. Have you heard of this? It's apparently about a kid who discovers that his mom is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic during World War II.
I read that book. It was called Diary of Anne Frank. I think I'll pass.
Well, Hitler's like his imaginary friend, and he all of a sudden goes through this problem because he becomes friends with a little girl who's Jewish and starts questioning whether he wants to be a Nazi as a kid.
Okay.
I've been watching that documentary. I can't handle any more concentration camp movies.
Knives Out, which is in theaters now, and it looks like one of those Clue movies, which actually it looks kind of funny, it looks kind of interesting. I think I would watch it, but I haven't seen it. Joker.
Okay.
Little Women.
Haven't seen that.
Marriage Story.
Haven't seen that.
I've seen that before. And
yeah, I've lived it.
Yeah, I'm not going back. I don't know enough about Marriage Story. It's apparently a people going through a divorce that, you know.
That's divorce shows do nothing for me.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
I've lived it. I don't need to see drama about it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I like it.
And Richard Jewell, which I also want to watch.
I haven't seen that. Obviously, I don't think it's out yet, but I'm really curious about that one.
Burn through the TV shows real quick. Chernobyl, The Crown. Fosse Verdon. I haven't seen that. Game of Thrones, Pose, Secession, Unbelievable, Veep, Watchmen, and When They See Us.
So how can you rank Watchmen until the season's over?
I'm guessing they've had an
advance. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, look at it.
Then the last two better be damn good.
Better be damn good.
For it to be number two on the list.
That's right.
Those are, I don't know if you saw this, but Jack Ryan season two actually outperformed The Boys. It's like Amazon's biggest one now. So I think The Boys was better, but that doesn't mean. I mean, I like the Jack Ryan. It's basically they stick to the Tom Clancy formula, and it works really well. And yeah,
you know, earlier we were talking about Rounders. You remember in Rounders when they went into KGB's little poker room?
Yeah,
Lions is better than that room.
Oh, significantly better.
I don't think they have Oreos at Lions.
You could bring some, though.
You could bring your own Oreos. They say that. BYOB, BYOO.
Yeah.
And it's a really great room. They've got tournaments going nonstop. at Lions Poker Palace. This place is one of the finest rooms you'll find, not just in Houston, but Fred and I go to Vegas all the time, and their room to me is as nice as any you will find. They're now open at from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. 7 days a week. This is a beautiful room, a great place to play.
$9,000 guaranteed tournament tonight at 7 o'clock for $90. And they've got great tournaments every day. And if you want to play cash, if you get there before 11:55 a.m., the first 80 cash players play free all day. How about that? And if you don't get there that soon, it's only $10 an hour to play cash. So go and check them out. They're on Richmond. It is my favorite poker place in the entire city. It really is a palace. Lions Poker Palace.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It says, Fred, you take movies way too serious. I take the creative process very seriously, and especially when it comes to something like science fiction. If you're going to create a world, then you have to. Maybe I'm a dork, maybe it's a writer in me, but if you're going to create a world, then you have to have things that are believable, and that whole suspension of disbelief thing is real for me. If I see something that takes me out of the reality you've created, then I think it's poor writing. That's all. So maybe I do take it too seriously, but you know, that's I always look at things like, how would I have written this? So
Jay makes a kind of a good point about USC keeping Helton. Their schedule next year, Alabama, a neutral site.
Ouch.
Notre Dame, at Oregon, at Stanford, at UCLA, at Utah. He says Helton gets the axe after next season. You may be right. They may not want to have a new head coach go in and have a 6-6 season to start things out.
Yeah, and then, you know, ticket sale. Although, from what I understand, their alumni site went down today when word came out that Helton was going to stay. They claimed that they were going to, that it was planned maintenance, but it's sure a bad look because people could go in and donate less money.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get in there. So, 49 says, I'm from the 409, graduated from Lamar. I want absolutely nothing to do with Browse.
Good man.
It's your own choice. I mean, that's everybody's choice, and that's just what I would do. It doesn't make it right. So, 318 goes, do you think people from Venezuela watch season 2 of Jack Ryan? Probably. So, you need to get on that Irishman at some point this week.
Yeah, 3.5 hours, that's a lot of time.
I know, and that's what everybody says.
I'm not even home for from when I get home to when I go to sleep is not even 3.5 hours.
Just split it up into three watches. Yeah, I was fortunate that I had, you know, because it was really slow the day it came out. It was right, I think it was right before Thanksgiving. So I wound up I had the day, and I got all my work done early before the show, so I just watched it. But I broke it up into three spots, basically.
I would say, college football's ending, so I'll have my Saturdays open, but my kids' baseball tournament schedule picks back up, so right back to
it. It's always something.
Anything. Yeah,
it's always
hard to make
something.
Time, man. What I need is a flight to like Seattle. So
yeah.
I've got 3.5 hours to sit there and watch it.
Or a flight to England.
I don't need that long of a flight.
Yeah, I mean, I got in.
If I can watch The Irishman 3 times, it's too long of a flight.
Yeah, I was able to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and 7 of the 8 episodes of Game of Thrones season 8 on one flight. The only one I didn't watch was the third one because it would have been too dark. I'm almost certain Granato talked about this story this morning.
Granato.
Did you see this?
Toronto's driving me crazy, by the way.
Oh, really? Why?
He's in that category of guy who wants to talk about how great LSU is, and he wants to pump them up so they're the one seed, so they have nothing to do with Clemson in the first round. He's the perfect example of it. Guy who, they could beat anybody. They could beat anybody, but we don't want to play them.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. You're going to be in the playoff, win or lose.
Just roll the dice, man. Put them all on the table. If you're the best team, you can win two games in a row.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you've been saying you're better than Clemson and Ohio State all year. Here's your chance. Go beat them both. Wouldn't shock me if you did.
Now, I've got LSU fan Brian. Last year was soft. Talk to me when you play Florida, Auburn, Bama, Georgia, Texas all in the same year. That Clemson team wouldn't be as healthy after that gauntlet. They're definitely the freshest, non-banged-up team going into the playoffs every year because they play in a weak conference. The ACC hasn't always been a bad conference.
No, it's...
Remember Florida State, Louisville, Virginia Tech those teams have been good. They had long runs where they were really good. Miami...
No, Miami really hasn't been good for a long time, but those other teams have been nationally prominent.
All those teams fell off at kind of the same time.
Yeah, nobody picked it up.
So, I mean, what's Clemson supposed to do? Just change conferences because Florida State and Louisville suck now? I mean, that doesn't really make sense. He's got to roll with what's out there.
Wasn't that long ago you had Lamar Jackson in that league and
Jameis Winston. I mean,
it's not their fault, but hey, they're unbeaten. And I think they're slotted right where they should be. And, you know, injuries, everybody gets injuries. They're healthy. Okay. You're going to have a month off. If you're not healthy after that, then oh well. But anyway, getting back to Granato, World War II veteran Andrew Slavonic turned 102 years old on December 1st. I would say that's a good run, right?
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what his secret is to lasting 102 years?
What is it?
He drinks a Coors Light every day at 4 p.m.
Climb on, brother.
So, there you go. Maybe Granato's right.
Is that the move?
Yeah.
Are you going to start doing it?
No, because, you know, I wouldn't drink just one of anything.
That does make it difficult.
Yeah. Joe said, "You guys have any New Year's Eve plans? I want to do something big since it's the end of the decade." I do not ever really do New Year's Eve.
I sit at home on New Year's.
I do too.
Or hang out with a friend.
Yeah, I like to stay home, watch TV, and drink. When you get old, you don't really. I mean, going out on a night where everybody else is out drinking isn't really fun for me. 713-780-3776 is your number. I had a bunch of non-sporty stuff I wanted to get to today, but I don't know why this turned out to be more sportsy. Because it's not, I guess championship week, you know, Texans coming off a big win. I guess the whole week's going to be sportsy.
Yeah.
Let's try Corey. What's up, Corey? Hello, Corey.
Moving forward, that any team that Ohio State faces figures out how to shut down Chase Young like Michigan did. Now, granted, they were double-teaming, triple-teaming him half the time, but he had a pretty quiet game.
He did.
Against Michigan.
The problem is, I mean, and Michigan is a team that has a very average offensive line. They knew they were going to have to throw a bunch of bodies. They knew they were going to have to chip. They knew they were going to have to keep guys back. Like, they weren't going to be able to put tight ends out on routes. And that's the thing. I don't think Ohio State minds if that's what happens. You know, it's kind of what we talk about when we talk about Clowney's impact. And just if he's not getting sacks, as long as he's taking up two or three bodies, you'll take that every time. Because eventually somebody else is going to make noise. And I think Ohio State's okay. I mean, listen, if you're going to commit two or three people to stopping Chase Young and he ends up with zero sacks, you'll take that because it limits what Michigan's able to do on offense and it opens up things for other guys on the defense.
I would really like to see LSU-Ohio State because LSU's offensive line has played really well this year.
Yeah.
And
LSU's offense, the way it's built, is on quick, short routes. Right. Everything is underneath. Don't hold onto the ball. Get it out there quick. Let guys make big plays after the catch. I mean, it's the kind of offense that can give a guy like Chase Young trouble, because Joe Burrow hasn't really been under a lot of pressure this year.
No, that's such a well-designed offense.
And when he has, that's when you've got a chance to beat him. That's like the Auburn game where it's been, maybe he's vulnerable. But I think that offense is built to I don't want to say neutralize Chase Young, but I'll say that they would have they'll have less of a problem than the average team would, an average like drop back, five-step drop team.
Right.
I mean, that offense is they get the ball, get
so
it out.
So much speed too,
yeah,
with the receivers that I don't think Ohio State's seen. So I really. There's a part of me that wouldn't mind seeing him losing to Georgia so I could get LSU-Ohio State, because I think that's the most intriguing matchup to me.
Well, I've honestly come around a little bit on Ohio State and how, their level of vulnerability, because Michigan did show some things that made me think, oh, they can be beat on the outside. They can be beat deep. Those corners aren't wonderful. I mean, Ohio State's front seven is ridiculous, but that back part of the defense, they kind of got it. Made you wonder, well, who are the quarterbacks that they've seen? Their defense has looked so awesome all year, but who's chucked it around on them? And when you look at the quarterbacks that are going to be in this playoff, there is no weak spot.
No,
there is not. I mean, it's going to be. It's going to be Joe Burrow. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence. It's going to be Fields, and it's going to be Huntley, and all these guys.
Or Jalen Hurts. Yeah,
Jalen Hurts. Oh yeah, yeah. But
been there before.
That's true. But all these guys are better than what Ohio State's been seeing. So maybe they are vulnerable.
Someone 3 asked who played an easier schedule, Clemson or Baylor. Nobody's saying Clemson's schedule's any good, but they're unbeaten. They didn't lose to anybody.
And,
I mean, their schedule's pretty crappy too. You can't really.
But you know what? You know what Clemson did, and they play one SEC team every year in South Carolina. They played two SEC teams non-conference. Who else is doing that?
Yeah. Just turns out neither one of them were very good this year. It's not going to be number one Ohio State versus number four LSU. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it is if they lose to Georgia.
Yeah.
If they lose to Georgia this week, that's how it's going to play out. Georgia will be 3, LSU will be 4. Book it. You can go write it, put it in your notebook, and that's what's going to happen. So, all right, quick break.
I just want to see these games. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I am too. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Wow.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away premium CBD MD products.
Let me get that.
So at 5:50... we'll take caller 10 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win one of the industry's absolute highest quality CBD products, including gummies, oils, and CBD freeze from CBDMD. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And for all your CBD needs, head to CBDMD.com. And there's some great gifts that we're giving away during this. So props to Courtney for putting that together. So 713-780-3776. ESPN is your number. And, the Jalen Hurts people are coming out of the. See what you did?
Jesse says, not making an argument for or against, but when I think of Clemson's undefeated season, I go back to the 21-20 win against UNC. They've got the Utah resume by just winning. That's what everyone goes to.
And go look at every other game. Can you do that?
They haven't been close.
Because guess what? Everybody has had a game where you're like, okay, that wasn't very good. LSU had Auburn. I mean, I think they never were in danger of losing that game. But
I mean, LSU had Florida.
That was a close game. Well, it was close until the end. But
know, Ohio State didn't play all that well against Penn State. Everybody's got one. But everybody, but that's the thing. Everybody wants to hammer Clemson for that one game.
Their average margin of victory since that North Carolina game is over 40 points. Clemson's okay.
Yeah.
And Clemson, after that game, they figured it out offensively. They stopped with the, you know, we're not worried about. And they still didn't, like, they still pulled Trevor Lawrence after a certain amount of time. Like, they're protecting that dude. They weren't worried about winning him a Heisman from the beginning. But their offense did not pull off. And when your last few games, you put up 45, 45, 59, 59, 55, 52, 38. I don't care who you played. It's crazy. And on the other side of the ledger, 14, 10, 7, 14, 10, 3, 3. That's a complete team. And that 20 points, that's the only time anybody scored more than 14 against them this season. Nobody's going to beat every team by 50 points. It just doesn't happen. Clemson had a letdown spot. Okay. And they still won.
But, I mean, if you're going to criticize them for that, don't you have to go and criticize Baylor for Texas Tech, for TCU? I mean, those are games they should have lost, too.
The difference is North Carolina, A, is a bowl team. They're going to a bowl game.
Mac did a real nice job there this year, by the way.
And that was the only one. If Clemson had beat North Carolina by one, and then, you know, a few weeks later they had beat Wake Forest by three, and then after that they beat Boston College by one in overtime, then I'd be like, oh, well, maybe you should worry. They took their crappy schedule and they made it look crappy. That's what they did.
Well, and Aggie was supposed to be the signature win. And you know what? A&M, if you look at the last game, impressive.
Said all year, A&M's the bar.
Yeah.
If you beat A&M, you're pretty good. If you lose to A&M, you suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, the A&M is the bar in the SEC. You're either above A&M or you're below them. And if you're below A&M, you're really just you're a bad football team. If you're above A&M, you're probably pretty damn good. And A&M is right there neutral.
Yeah.
The Mendoza line.
Yeah, well, I have to think of a better name than that for it, but that makes perfect sense.
They're the Mond line.
The Mond line. I think it's probably got to be the Fisher line.
The Jimbo line. Can we call it the Jimbo line?
Jimbo line. Yeah, I like that. Regardless of what you think of Baylor, Georgia loses, Utah loses, Baylor beats OU, do they get that fourth spot? Yeah, we talked about that in the first segment. That's their path to get there, is basically all that plays out, they're in.
You know what? If they do, God bless them, because thoughts and prayers for what's going to happen to them.
How big of a number would it take for you to bet on them?
I wouldn't bet a number on them. I wouldn't do it. I told you guys that team is they're not even a top 10 team. I mean, I know the ranking says they're a top 10 team, but and Granado says, "Come on, dude, why would you want to play Clemson instead of Utah or Baylor or whomever? Especially after the gauntlet you had to run through in the SEC, that's just dumb." I mean, I'm just saying, Ohio State and LSU fan are both making that same argument. They should be number one. If you're the best team, who cares who you play? Like, you should expect that come playoff time, the four best teams are there. So if you're the best team, you should be able to beat two of them. Not worry about who the two are.
I agree with that. Hey, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. I wonder if Granada was listening or one of the moles came out.
One of the tattletales?
Yeah, one of his snitches.
It's probably a tattletale. But, yeah, hey, I love talking college football. I could do this all day. But we're going to go to Florida, which is in the SEC, by the way.
Okay.
Crestview, Florida, where a Florida couple went shopping for a baby shower gift. And, you know, now, okay, first let me preface this by saying if you go shopping at Goodwill, you might not get what you're paying for.
Well, or you will get what you're paying
yeah,
for.
Yeah, they found a baby bouncer for $10.
Okay.
And they thought, hey, this is going to be a really good baby shower gift. So when they got home and opened the box, guess what they found?
Meth.
A semi-automatic rifle.
Damn, close.
Pretty close. She stopped by Goodwill to pick up the gift. She found the baby Einstein baby bouncer in an unopened box that appeared to be new for only $9.99. That seemed like quite the bargain. Instead, she got a Mossberg 71.5T semi-automatic rifle, which worth more than $10.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
you got the steal of the decade. Congratulations.
She took the gift to the baby shower with a father-to-be, opened the box, and said, "You guys got me a gun."
Awesome.
I would love that gift at a baby shower.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. But that thing's got to be worth what? I mean, hell of a lot more than $10. I know that much.
Certainly.
So go sell it. Buy a better baby Einstein gift for your friend. Everybody's happy. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Sodak says, marriage stories talk about bad sequels. I'm sure Fred can relate. I know I can. Yes, I can relate.
That rifle retails around $280.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Sell it, use it like a pawn shop for $200. Take the extra $190, go to dinner and take the $10 and buy another baby gift.
Hmm.
Who sent me this tweet? Let me find it. Someone sent a tweet asking if Jonathan Joseph, there's a, the Texans put out Jonathan Joseph, 50 career games with multiple passes, defender, the most in NFL history, and asked if Jonathan Joseph is a Hall of Famer. Mm. And my initial response is, he's good for a long time. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. And then I looked, like, it's difficult to get in as a cornerback.
Right.
And what do I always say about guys in the secondary? The reason why they hardly ever win Defensive Player of the Year is because they're counting stats. Really, the only one anybody counts is interceptions.
Yeah.
Jonathan Joseph has 30 interceptions in his career, 14-year career. That's a little over two a year. That doesn't even put him in, like, the top 40 all time. I'm going to go no.
Well, and the other thing I always come back to, and even though they let a lot of guys in, the Football Hall of Fame is still the hardest one to get into.
That's no joke.
And I think that when I look at Jonathan Joseph, was he ever the best cornerback in the league?
No. He was pretty good.
But and that's not always fair, because if Deion Sanders is in the league, you're not going to be the best, but you might still be a Hall of Famer. In this case, was there ever one season where you could say that guy was the best corner in the league?
I don't think so.
And there's not like there's a whole bunch of Hall of Fame corners right now.
No.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with no, but, I mean, the guy's had a fantastic career.
I do give him credit,
though,
because he lasted a long time. We've seen a lot of corners come up and be good for a couple years and then fade off into nothing.
Remember Nnamdi Asamoah?
So, I was going to say him. Revis Island Revis, was a thing for like Revis. 4 years, and then it...
Yeah. Well, and even Jalen Ramsey may not be what, you know, he was his first two years.
But, I mean, he has had a good, solid, long career.
Well, and every now
maybe he's Craig Biggio.
Maybe he's Daryl Green. Daryl Green played till his 40s, if I'm not mistaken.
But it is hard to get, like you said, it's harder to get in football.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what's not hard. Getting a gift for the man in your life. Well, no, it never is. But you want to get a gift for the man in your life, we got you covered with something that's thoughtful, something that's practical. Harry's Razors. You want to get a gift. You want to get one of these gift packs for the man in your life because he's going to appreciate it. You're going to save a bunch of money. It's going to look like you spent a bunch of money, and you didn't. And right now, you can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping is going to end on December 16th, so you need to act now. And the holiday set started just $20. That's within your Secret Santa limits. And plus, you can get $5 off. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, which is great. So whenever you need new blades, it's nice and cheap. And 1% of each sale gets donated to charitable organizations. As a special offer for the Blitzers, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets when you enter FAOUR at harrys.com, plus free shipping. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave for a gift, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. You don't even have to wrap it. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR. Break me down and build me up, whatever.
ESPN 97.5.